Q4 FY19 earnings conference call. From the company, we have Sujan Mirza, Director, and Mr. Shyam Awasthi, Vice President of Finance. We will discuss briefly on the earnings of Q4 FY19, and then we will open the ground for Q&A. I shall now request Mr. Suja to brief on quarterly and the annual results. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our con call to discuss Mirza International results for the year FY19. I will start by giving an overview about the year gone past, and it would be followed by detailed financial analysis to be given by Shyam. Total revenue of our company is grown by 19% to 1154 crores against 973 crores in the previous year. Our Indian branded business have achieved 49% growth to 580 crores in FY19. Branded footwear business is grown by 29% to 375 crores, and branded garment sale is grown by 106% to 205 crores. Footwear export sale during the year was down by 6% to 473 crores against 501 crores in the previous year. We have opened 49 stores and closed 8 stores in FY19. Total store count has reached 200, out of which 44 are online, offline stores. And with that, I'm going to hand over the call to Shyam.
Thank you, Suya, and good afternoon, everyone. I will give you the highlights of our financial results for FY19 and quarter four. The total income for FY19 is ₹1,153.78 crores as against ₹972.5 crores in the previous year. There is a growth of 19% on an annual basis. The net profit after tax for FY19 is ₹48.79 crores as against 78.41 crore in the previous year. Now the export of footwear. The footwear export for FY19 is 473 crore as against 501 crore in the last year. There is a decline of 6% on YOY basis. The country-wise breakup is now, the UK is decreased by 14%. It clocked the revenue of 317 crore as against 368 crores. The US market is it is increased by 10%. It has lost the revenue of 92 crores as against 78 crores. The rest of the world, like France, Germany, and other markets, has gone up by 17%. It has clocked the revenue of 63 crores as against 54 crores. Now, the Indian branded sale of the footwear and garment for FY19 is 580 crores as against 390 crores in the corresponding period last year. There is a growth of 49%. We have achieved the growth of 49% that as against the estimation of 50%, which we have declared in the last year's first quarter con call. Now the quarter numbers. The export performance during quarter four. The export sale of the footwear for quarter four is 105 crores as against 110 crores. So there is a decline of 4%. In this quarter on YOY basis. The country-wise breakup is UK market is decreased by 11%. It has clocked revenue of 82 crores as against 92. US is grown by 100%. It has clocked revenue of 16 crores as against 8 crores. Rest of the world is down by 40%. It has clocked revenue of 6 crores as against the 10 crores. Now the quarterly branded sale of Red Tape is 157 crores as against 96 crores. There is a growth of 64% on YOY basis in this quarter in the branded segment in India. The advertisement expenditure for quarter four is 2 crores. In the last year, in the same quarter, it was 3 crores. On an annual basis, it is 10 crores as against 16 crores of last year. Net financing cost is 34.31 crores as against 24.96 crores. The net borrowing has been increased to 349 crores with a debt equity of 0.58. The net worth of the company is increased to rupees 618 crores. The gross margin for FY19 is 43 crore as compared to 51%. And the gross margin for Q4 is 41% as compared to 56% the same period last year. We have opened 49 new Red Tape exclusive outlets and closed 8 outlets during the year. The total count of the Red Tape outlets as on 31st March is reached to 200. Now I would request to please start the question answer session.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes,
so could you give us an inventory breakup, if possible, between branded, exports, and tannery?
Yeah. The total inventory for the for this year, as on 31st March, is 434 crores. Out of this, the domestic branded inventory is 235 crores.
Okay.
And rest 199 crore is inventory belongs to the export division and tannery.
All right. And sir, at what level will our inventory and debt sort of stabilize?
Actually, the inventory has started getting stabilized because in the last quarter, as on 31st December, the total inventory was 462 crores. It has come down to 434 level.
Right.
So, means the target for the next year is high. So, to achieve the targets of the next year, we have to keep this inventory. And this inventory level is sufficient for 6 to 7 months only. This is not a high inventory. And now we have getting closer to the inventory level, which are relevant, which are sufficient for the type of growth we are estimating for this year.
So when we look at it through inventory days, is this level something that you'd maintain, or would it be lower?
No, I think our try is to make it lower, but it will be within this range, maybe 5 or 10% higher or lower. Because in the season we have to pile up the inventory. Like in the winter, we need the winter stock, which will be gets over in the next season only. So it's a bit because of the seasonality of the product, the stock keeps on increasing and decreasing.
And on the debt front, is around 350 crore what we're looking at, or will that also increase a bit?
I think it will not increase any further, because now in this quarter we are getting stabilized all the R&D and all the things, all the learnings have been over. So I think this level should not be increased.
All right. And so for FY19, we booked a loss in our tannery division.
Yeah.
So for FY20, what's the outlook on that? Is that normal?
Yeah, from 1st April onwards, it is normal. And for this year, I think the tannery should not give any loss.
All right. So positive at least, and maybe some amount of profit.
Yeah, maybe it may be a break-even, I think.
And so if you could highlight our expansion plans for FY20 with regards to stores or however we're going about it.
For FY20, our target, the turnover target is around 1400 crores.
Okay.
Out of which 750 will be the domestic branded turnover.
Right.
So this is at the turnover level. And at the store level, I think for this year we are planning to open around 20 or 30 stores in the year.
So any capex for that, or how will that go about?
Pardon?
What capex will you require for that?
These all mostly will be the on big stores, the online offline stores. And from this year onwards, we are also starting to giving this big online stores on the franchisee basis. So if we go in the franchisee route, so there will be investment in the inventory which we are already having. There will be no investment in the infrastructure. But the stores which we will open, so per store the capex will be around 1 crore for the infrastructure.
Right. Okay. And so on the previous con call, you had mentioned that the company will start looking better May onwards, like your inventory pain, etc., will start normalizing from May. So now what view do you have on that?
Yeah, yeah, we are on the right track and the inventory is now getting stabilized.
All right. And so, last question, could you give us some idea on your ad strategy or your ad spends the year?
For the year, our target for the advertisement is around 15 to 16 crores.
Okay.
And this will be all in the, you know, online channels, the media. Recently, we have done the advertisement in the Bharat film, which recently released.
Right.
We have shot a advertisement for this red tape, and it was shown before the immediately before the film. So that means that was the first means the activity of the advertisement in this year.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Avik Mitra from Avik Sat Financial. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
My first question is, if you can give the breakup of your this first line of sales item that you give, domestic and export sale under brand, can you give us how much is the domestic and how much is export?
The total turnover of 1154 crores. For the year?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that 419 crore of
sales.
Yeah.
You want the inventory breakup or sales breakup, sir?
Sales. 419 crore of domestic and export Bond Street.
Total domestic turnover is 580 crores. Indian branded turnover. 580 crore is the branded turnover for this year. Now, what do you require?
No, I was just looking for this. When you give the breakup, segment A, where domestic and export sale under brand Red Tape and Bond Street,
okay,
is showing
okay.
419 crore, right?
Right.
I just want to know the breakup of domestic versus export.
Okay, the export is only 4 crore, branded export is only 4 crore, rest is the domestic.
Okay, so it is primarily a domestic one.
It's a primarily domestic, right.
Yeah, and second is, that can you give me the breakup of your inventory, like how much of this inventory is 3 months old, or less than 3 months old, and how much is more than 3 months old?
Inventory, around, if we calculate, around, it is around 0.5%, which is more than 2 year old.
0.5% more than 2 year old.
Yeah, 2 year old.
Okay.
And it is around 2 to 3%, which is more than 1 year old. Maybe 4%.
Okay.
Rest inventory is within 1 year.
But say less than 3 months, because I'm trying to understand basically is that your margin has gone down, so I assume that you have sold more at a discount to clear your old inventories. So if you can give us some idea about what is the new inventory, out of the total thing, how much is less than 3 months old?
I think the normal inventory, the normal stocking period which we estimate is around 6 months. So it is better
okay.
if you ask about the more than 6 months. Because 6 months we are importing the inventory and keeping in the big warehouse in the Greater Noida, then distribute it on pan-India basis. So we require
okay.
at least 6 months.
So what is your less than 6 months inventory?
That is less than 6 months inventory, around, I think, 60%, 60.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Avit Mehta, does that answer your question?
Yeah, no. It is being answered, yeah. Can you continue, please?
Yeah. If you talk about the inventory for less than 6 months old, it will be 60 to 65% inventory.
Okay, so going ahead, actually, if you can give us some idea about your inventory plan for domestic as well as export.
Total,
so what can we export?
As of 31st March, the total inventory is 434 crores.
Right.
The domestic inventory is only 235 crores, which is the 6 month stock we are having.
Right.
Because our plan for this year is 750 crores. If you
right.
take the 750 material cost, it comes to around, 400 crores. 400 crores for an annual basis. If you see around this 235 is sufficient only for 6 to 7 months. So the inventory levels are not very high at this level.
So is the tannery export inventory is some one-time kind of a thing, or it will be also like this going forward?
Actually, what the tannery is the mother unit. Basically, it manufactures, it buy the stock in the seasons. You know, like in the winter season, the inventory, the hide, quality of the hide is good. So we buy bulk quantity and store it. So tannery stock is, it serves the export unit, it serves the domestic division as well. So that inventory is for the, you know, for whole of the company.
Okay. So this also remain like this level, right? At least at the end of the year.
We are targeting it at the same level.
Okay. And what is your view about export going ahead?
So for this year, we are estimating around 10% growth in the exports. Our export was around 500 crore, total export including the tannery exports. This year, we are targeting around somewhere around maybe 550 to 600.
Okay. I'll get back to other questions in the queue after the others complete the question.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah.
So if we look at the last two quarters, the margins have been down considerably for the company. And it was said that the reason is due to the inventory clearance. But we don't see a material decrease in the inventory on the absolute number when we look at the balance sheet. Can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, actually there are two main reasons for the means the decrease in the margin. One is the tannery. If you see the segment, that there is a loss of 5 to 6 crore in the tannery because of the shutdown of the tannery, all the things were disturbed. The second was the clearing of the old inventory. In the earlier con call, we had announced that in the next quarter will also be the same. So in this quarter, we have cleared all the inventory. We have sold the stock at 70-75% level. Clear the old and non-moving inventory with the style which we have purchased but could not, you know, sold. There are it was a consolidation quarter, class two. And going from this year going onward, from the April, the trend is very good. We are on the right track. The tannery is doing absolutely correct. And the export division is almost okay. Export orders are good. And the domestic is also doing well. So from this quarter onwards, I think this, clearance and all things will not be there.
So what kind of margins do we see going forward?
From this quarter onward, we are targeting around 16-18% EBITDA.
Okay, that can be maintained for the whole year?
Yeah, it will be.
Okay. Second question is around the balance sheet strength. If we see the aggressive growth that we have been pursuing and the balance sheet currently that we have, the kind of debt we have seems to be pretty high. And to go further, we will need to invest more into inventory and the stores and all those things. So how do you plan to manage this part of the risk of the balance sheet?
There are two things that the expansion will be from the internal accrual because the profits what we are targeting in this year are good. Second, we are planning to open the shops, but 50% will be on the franchisee model, but we are expecting right now because we have just opened the franchisee model for these online shops, and we have started getting the inquiries on that. So there will be no investment in these franchisee shops because the inventory, we already are having the inventory. And the investment will be on the shops which will be opened by the company, and the per shop will be 1 crore.
Repeat, please. Last line.
Because we had completed the construction of our big warehousing facility in the Greater Noida. That itself has taken around 35 crore rupees. So this kind of expenditure is not there. So now everything is settled. So I think the debt level should not increase from this level.
Okay. Sujay, I also wanted to understand your thoughts on the competitive landscape. If we see the kind of competition that we see in the market, it's pretty intense. And in such an environment, what have been your thoughts on the new SKUs, the lady segment, and so many things that we had started? Can you share some numbers on that? Your thoughts on has been the success or response?
See, the response has been quite good in men's ladies sports orphan. The reason why you see decreased margins is primarily because of two reasons. One, we cleared out the old stocks, which we had told you earlier. And now we have a stock level which, you know, might seem high to you in terms of actual numbers, but it's actually much better stock than which we had last time. It's new stock, and it's for this financial year where we are targeting anywhere between 750 to 800 crores turnover. So looking at current stock levels, we have inventory about 6 to 7 months, which is fine. And this is keeping in mind, I don't open a single store now. So it's sufficient for the current sale. But in any case, I've got 10, 12 stores in the pipeline currently, which we're working on. So inventory levels will keep going down and down. The problem was that last year we expanded suddenly in a very big way. So it needed some form of consolidation. Now, as far as women's wear is concerned or sports shoes are concerned, so far things have been good for us, whether it's sports shoes or women's wear. Product is selling, the margins are same, and one of the reasons, again, why the margins were squeezed last time, because Attandi was shut almost for 3 months, an entire quarter, and fine, there might be only a 6 crore rupee loss in the Attandi, but that, there was also a loss in our manufacturing division, which occurred because of non-availability of materials. We did not see that a government would shut down an entire city's industry for 3 months. There's something very unusual, and it's never happened before. But going forward, we have a safety net. We started to import more material in the future. Plus, the next comb is probably going to come after 6 or 12 years or something. So I don't think there should be another problem.
So my next question was around the competitive landscape and the trends and the success that you would have been seeing in your different new launches areas that you had done, the several SKUs that you have, something on that?
Yeah, so when you say competitive landscape, what do you mean? You want me to compare it with other brands in my segment?
Because when we see the competitive landscape, we are seeing the other companies also offering very low price point on this sports shoes. They are doing lots of advertising. These days, big companies like Brand Factory and all those are also launching deep discounts. So how do we stand
brand,
in...
Brands? Wait. I think there's some misunderstanding. Brand Factory is not a brand. They're a retailer.
Yeah.
They sell multiple brands, including ours.
Hmm.
So they are not a competition. Our competition can only be people who are selling in our price point. If it's sports shoes, then we compete to a certain extent to brands like Skechers and Puma. These are the brands that are selling, you know, their entry-level price point, and our price point is similar. So it gets there. As far as ladies is concerned, we compete with a lot of private label that happens in Westside and Pantaloon. There's not as such any brand in that space. Men's leather shoes, we compete with another brand. So we have different competition in different way. Now, how would you want me to analyze our competitor, and what exactly is your question? I'm not able to understand.
Basically, when we see the online space, we are seeing deep discounts being offered by even in-house brands of Myntra and so many others. So huge number of brands out there. So we see a lot of intense competition over there. And my question is also on the line that we have been expanding SKU so much. We have launched women wear. We have launched so many new things. So in light of all this, what kind of traction, success, failure that you have seen in the last year or so, or any change in plans on that or something on those lines?
So your question is what kind of traction and success we see?
All
in front of you, we've got a crazy growth. The success is there definitely but the margins took a hit. Reason being that we expanded very fast and we couldn't open that many number of stores. Hence, we had to compromise a little bit on our margins and sell more. As far as Myntra or Amazon or any of these things are concerned, they are bleeding money. If they are buying something from me at 60 and they are selling it at 70 or 80 off, that's going out of their pocket. That's not something that we subsidize or we promote, you know.
And competition versus their in-house brands?
They're in-house brands, they're private label. They're not exactly brands.
You know,
if you are a customer for a branded shoe, you would buy a branded shoe. I don't think any of Myntra's or Amazon's brands can be classified as such as a brand. They're more of their private label than people understand what a private label is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different customer base. It's a different product. It doesn't compete with us head-on. It's more of a product that sells with us.
Okay. And sir, any thoughts on correcting the SKUs or in any of the new segments that we have started? Any change in that strategy?
Yeah, there is no change in that strategy. I mean, we correct SKUs all the time. When we sell a product in the market and if it doesn't work, we flip it immediately. we, you know, discontinue it, add new SKU. That's something that's been going on in our company for the last 20 years.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Avik Mitra from Aviksat Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Shuja, I think my question would be on the line of what the previous questioner asked. That, what would be you basically learning, I would say, from the last episode, and how are you insulating or insuring yourself from reoccurring of that in going ahead? Because what I understand basically is that you say that since there was a less number of stores and very high inventory, so that inventory piled up. So now the increase in store is going to happen, so that will be spread out. So is it only one thing, or there are something else also in your strategy which you are...
Could you repeat the question, because I couldn't get it. I wasn't able to follow the whole question. Could you just explain what are you asking?
My question is that what are your key learnings from the last year which we think that is behind us, and going forward it will be smoother. One part you said is that there will be increased number of stores, so the inventory will be spread across the stores, so the inventory movement will be faster. What are the other things you are doing?
Okay. So your question is, what is our learning over the last year, right?
Yes. And okay, also, so what are the few things you would do differently coming forward?
Yeah, that's the learning. One of the things that was a challenge for us in the previous 1.5 years, in the last 1.5 years, was that we went from 0 to 50 in 1 year in the number of online shops. New business model, and we had anticipated that we'll open around 75 stores. Unfortunately, we weren't able to open 75. We were able to open 35 that time, 30-35 when we had a last conversation. And in a fashion business, we wanted to make sure that we sell all the inventories today, then wait for the next year, because the hit could have been bigger. We did our job in terms of planning the stores. The way the things were working out in India, that in a lot of cities we weren't getting approvals, somewhere there was some construction delays, there was multiple factors resulting in stores being opened and slowly. So we took a conscious decision that let's get rid of excess inventories as well as old inventories for once and clean out the entire slate. At the same time, we had a challenge that now we have a decent amount of stores. We cannot afford to have a shortage of inventory. There has to be a balance. Keeping in mind that next year we want to do a 750 to 800 crore rupee turnover, working on an inventory model where we should have anywhere between 5 to 6 months of inventory, we started planning inventories better. Currently, we are sitting on an inventory level of between 6 to 7 months in the domestic brand. Our major learning has been to reduce the inventory levels to as optimum as possible. But we can't go overnight and bring it from 1 year to 3 months. It's a process where we are slowly, slowly becoming more and more efficient in inventory management. Now, we're sitting on 7 months. My target for next quarter is to sit on 4 months. Then, if we can achieve, my dream is to achieve 3 months. If I can do it one day, that'll be awesome. But I think currently, anywhere between 4 to 6 months is very realistic. To answer your second question, what else have we learned? Well, we have learned India is a very tricky market, and there are a lot of places where we were expecting higher numbers of sale in terms of retail shops. That didn't happen. And there were a lot of places where we were expecting extremely low numbers. We got amazing numbers. So our idea has always been to cut our losses short, and whatever the new stores that we're opening, the ones that don't work properly, we will try to shut them or shift them within the 1 year. Thanks, Pat.
And what is the kind of same stores growth you have seen over the quarter? Same stores.
We've got. Shyam, tell me if I'm right. We've got growth close to 30% in same stores over last year.
Yeah.
In the last quarter.
Okay, but that is not going to be sustainable, right? It's a tremendous job. Basically, last quarter was
sustainable. I don't think it's going to be sustainable for 30% year on year on the same store. But last year to this year, things have changed because of. Because we just created more noise in the market. We were opening stores everywhere. We were expanding. People started seeing red tape more. So that's one of the reasons why we had that growth.
In the retail business, we have grown by 95% in this year.
Your growth is phenomenal.
Same store. Same store, you want to know.
Yeah, I'm just giving the overall number.
Yeah.
No, but that is because of the more number of stores. I'm saying same stores, both is 30%.
Same store, I can get back to you, but I'm thinking it should be around 30-35% in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Thank you, Shubh. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sailesh Kumar from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. Shyamji, if you could just tell me what has been combined sales of Bond Street, Red Tap Sports and other new initiatives in FY19?
And the total sale for this Bond Street athleisure and these new footwear is 38% of the total footwear sale.
Okay. And how do you see this segment growing in FY20?
I think it should go to around, 40-45%.
Okay, 40-45% in FY20.
Yes.
So this 38% or 42%, what you have told, it is of domestic sales, basically.
We are talking
Indian branded sales. Right. Okay, my second question is, in previous con calls, Suja has said that he is in discussion with other promoters to waive off that guarantee charges. Is there any progress on that front?
Actually, in the last con call, we have announced that our chairman has waived off the guarantee commission. Now, there are four people who are taken, and it is also limited to 6 crores per annum, means 1.5 crore per person. So, the amount is also limited, and the person is reduced. So, currently for this 18-19, it was 6 crores overall, and this limit is freezed.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pulkit Suryakar from Carvi Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yes, actually my question has just been answered. I wanted to ask about the guarantee commission status. I got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pulkit.
Mr. Pulkit Suryakar, you may please go ahead with your question, sir.
No, I don't want to ask any more questions.
Sure. He's already asked.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prateek Chaudhary from Samarth Capital. Please go ahead.
So what do you intend to do with the Bond Street, given that it's not selling that well?
No, it is selling quite well. Where did you get the information that it's not selling well?
No, because in all previous calls, we got an impression that it's not selling as well as, or not as per the expectations of the management.
Sham, what is the turnover of Bond Street?
Bond Street for this year as a whole, I think it is around 15% of the total sales.
15% of total domestic sales?
No, of the footwear sales.
15% of the footwear sales.
15% of the total footwear sales.
And right now we're selling Bond Street only online. We're not selling offline. So,
okay.
It's a new brand. It's going to, we can increase Bond Street sales by dumping more product in the market, but we are very careful. What we're doing is we're keeping it more demand-driven brand, where we sell it online and use the data according to the sale, and then we add more orders. And we feel that it's better to grow it slowly and sensibly, and we are trying to keep it mostly for online at a lower price point.
Okay. And there were a few hoardings that I saw in my vicinity about this Ozark brand. What is this about?
You saw hoardings of Ozark where?
I stay in Dwarka, so I saw it over there.
Okay. So Ozark is also one of our sub-brands, which is basically more like a made-to-order product. More like, we make it for certain clients. Basically, it's a buyer-driven label.
No, I didn't get you, sir.
Ozark is a made-to-order brand for us. What it means is, let's say if you are a retailer, you have 50 shops. You come to us and you tell us you want to order a certain range. So we will make that range, we will make that product, and we'll give it to you under Ozark label.
Okay.
We don't sell it in our own stores and all.
Okay. Yeah. And any plans of tapping the wholesale channel for Red Tape?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Any plans for tapping the wholesale channel of distribution for red tape?
No, I don't think we have any, you know, any focus on going into wholesale and distribution right now. We are primarily focused on retail and our own retail, whether it's online or offline.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone telephone. Next question is from the line of Shailesh Kumar from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up opportunity. One thing, I mean, you have guided that you are targeting around 10% growth in export in FY20. If you could help us understand market geography-wise, like what kind of growth is expected in UK, US, and rest of world, that will be very helpful.
Actually, Shailesh, I'll be very honest to you. There is no guarantee in private label business. Zero.
Okay.
And I don't want to give you hope by saying that I will sell 20% in England and 25% in America, because this is not a commodity-driven item like cement or steel or power.
Okay.
How it works in our business is when we solicit orders, we get a customer and he places an order. It could swing either way. But from our experience, what we can tell you is that it would be similar to the ratio which we are selling today.
Okay.
Now, you would ask, why would you grow this year when you haven't grown in the last 3 years or 4 years? And I'll tell you why. Something happened last month, which was very, very significant for us, that America put 25% duty on China.
Yeah.
This was completely unexpected, and it happened randomly overnight. From that day, China is the biggest supplier of leather footwear to U.S. From that day, they're looking for factories worldwide. They're looking for customers everywhere. And, you know, whether we have a European customer, like, you know, let's say there's a customer which is a brand based out of England or France or Italy, and they also have stores in America. So they automatically want to buy product from outside China so they don't take a hit within US. So keeping that notion of the duty, overall, all the factories which are outside China are getting a lot of business. That's how we've calculated that there will be a 10% or 15% growth this year, but we are keeping a very conservative number that at least 10% growth will happen. And we've started seeing indications where the factory is full right now for the next 4 months.
And Suja, what is the current capacity of our factories? I mean, our in-house capacity?
In-house capacity is around 6.4 million footwear, and actual utilization is 74% for FY19. Could you please repeat it, Shyamji? I mean, I just missed the number.
6.4 million pairs.
Okay.
6.4 million pairs in-house capacity.
Yeah.
3 million outside capacity.
Okay.
And we have utilized around 74% this year of the in-house capacity.
So FY19 we have utilized 74%
right
of in-house.
Yes,
right.
So we still have 26% available.
That is sufficient, yes.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Kumar, does that answer your question?
Yes. I'm done.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Avik Mitra from Aviksat Financial. Please go ahead.
I have an old question, basically. Any progress on that, your UK subsidiary issue or that other company issue? Is it going to be merged or something?
Yes, we're working on it. It's a little complicated issue for us, but we are working on it, definitely.
Any timeline?
Once we have the whole setup ready, when we know what we're doing and how we're doing, the first thing we'll do is we'll announce it, and I'll let you know personally.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mitra, do you have some more further questions?
No.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prateek Chaudhary from Samarth Capital. Please go ahead.
So what gives you the confidence of going back to 16 to 18% margins from around 10% right now? Because I guess the major reason why the fall in margins took place other than the tannery issue was that we had to discount a lot of our products in the last two quarters. But even if I see our products in the current ongoing quarter, they're still sort of available at 65, 70% odd discounts on online platforms. So how do we, I mean, from where do we get the confidence of going back to 16 to 18% margins right away?
Currently, our costing, well, I'll explain to him, Shyam. If we sell something at 60 or 70% off, right, we will achieve 16 to 18% EBITDA. The problem is when we sell it below cost and when we sell it at throwaway prices to people who are stock lot people, so you want to get rid of old stocks. Okay. A lot of stocks, a lot of product that you see on Amazon and Flipkart and Myntra, which is selling at 60 and 70 off, has been calculated back for us with a calculation of 50 off maybe, 55 off. Then those guys take out margin from their own pockets and they extend it to 60, 70. Like today, for example, Flipkart is starting a sale. So that is Flipkart's decision how much discount they want to give. I mean, I have seen scenarios where I am selling a chappal to a customer of mine and he's giving it for free. He's saying buy it for 200 rupees and you get 200 rupees cash back. I've seen that also on the internet. But that's going out of them, so that doesn't affect us. If you wait for this quarter's result, and I'm going to try to give it to you as soon as the quarter gets over, we'll try to do it very fast this time. You will see that there will be a significant jump in the EBITDA already happening.
Okay. Okay, thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
As we have been opening lots of online big format store, can you share some of the numbers on it? What kind of numbers have been generated from this segment? And what is the turnover per store per month that we are generating?
Actually, per online shop means if around our annual sale is from three. Right now, as of 31st March, we have got 44 online shops, and the total turnover we have achieved is somewhere around 125 crores
from these 44 shops.
Maybe 120 to 130 crores.
120 to 130 crores. Okay. From these 44 shops, and what is the monthly run rate that we are running on an approximate basis?
There is no monthly rate because there are season, the sales are, you know, shooting high and so.
Yes, still, matlab 40 year, if you average it out, then on a monthly run rate?
Sir, though, there is no monthly calculation, actually.
No,
you see, what I'm telling you, because the Noida shop which we are having is giving a turnover of one.
No, no, I'm asking overall for all the, if you have to work out the economics of an online store, how do we
do it? Means currently, I think if on an average basis around 25 lakh, you can have the figure for per month sale from one shop, average sale.
Okay.
Shyam. What he wants, are you, one second, what he's saying is what is the monthly, you know, sale that we're getting from online stores?
Yeah.
So if you see, you cannot average the numbers and they won't make sense. Reason being, in the last 1 year, we've been opening stores every month. Now, to answer your question in a slightly different light, if I tell you, for example, in May, we did an online sale of about 12 crores, 11 or 12 crore rupees in the month of May. Okay? But if you would see, let's say, last December, the number of doors were less. But at the same time, December for us is a peak month and May is the most lean month of the year. So there are two things happening. A, we are on a graph where there's peak and lean sale, and there's also different number of stores opening at, you know, there's also different level of store that are operational at different time. So I think the best thing would be let this financial year get over. At least this quarter, you will get a better, clearer picture because this quarter, we would have at least 90% stores running.
Okay.
Right?
No. Yeah. And sir, we saw some advertisement of some movie being produced which is being backed by Red Tape. Any what kind of numbers have we committed on that?
No, that's not a movie. That's our ad. So when it says a film, that's actually an ad which you saw during the movie Bharat. You know, it says Red Tape film, but that's the ad.
Oh, okay.
So what we have done is, we made a song of Red Tape which is 3 minutes long, which is going to be actually launched tomorrow. And we made a one-minute ad version of that, which we put in Bharat movie. And the ad is going to come on YouTube mostly for people to see and view on YouTube. So that's our ad. We're not making any movie. We're not in the film business.
Okay, great. And sir, can you share your thoughts on the creating more brand awareness and taking red tape further? What plans are you having around
it? We spend a lot of money on Movie Bharat. And a lot of people who are watching it are actually direct red tape customers. So we are trying to tap them. See, nobody's watching TV these days. People are watching Netflix or they're watching Hotstar or they're going to cinemas. So we try to stick to online and cinemas.
So online, are we doing something more on the digital online advertising?
Yes. We are. You will start seeing from either tomorrow or from Sunday, you will start seeing action on YouTube.
Okay. And any brand ambassador or something that we plan to hire or do something more in the year down
really
the down line?
Not at this point of time. We've got too many things up our sleeve. I don't think we should spend any money on brand ambassador now. Maybe after a year we can think about it. Not now.
Okay. So one thing you mentioned in the call earlier was that even if we don't open more stores, you are targeting 750 odd crore kind of number.
Does that mean
you are targeting higher sales from the same
base? Right now we are not going to open more stores. We have a couple of commitments with franchisees and a couple of old commitments that stores haven't opened yet, which will not be more than 5 to 10 stores. So what we are trying to do is, because we've got a very large operation, we want to make sure that every store, the sales can come to an optimum level. So we are right now currently putting a lot of our energy in making sure that there are no operational hiccups. And all our stores can get converted into profit centers. So our focus is to at least, we don't want to expand this year the way we did last year. But the top line expansion will be there because we opened a lot of stores within the last financial year.
Okay. Happy to hear that. And in the lady segment that we had there, can you share some numbers? Like we had started that, we had expanded the number of products and all those things. Any numbers that you can
ladies,
share on that?
Ladies section, both our inventory as well as our sale is much lower than men's. Because we are very careful in ladies. We don't want to overstep in terms of adding too many SKUs or going crazy with inventories. It's a slow process. Shan, do you have the numbers for ladies right now?
It is very negligible. So we will announce the number in the next quarter one call.
Give us a couple of days. In this quarter's result, we'll give you the ladies' numbers.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from RW Equity. Please go ahead.
So if I heard the, revenue guidance for FY20 correctly, you mentioned it should be around 1400 crores. Am I right, sir?
Correct.
And in the call for the third quarter, the company stated that the financial year 20 EBITDA margin target was around 15%. Does that stay?
Correct. Yeah, it will be 16 to 18%.
So basically, we are more confident now than we were a couple of months ago.
Correct. Yes, and the reason why we're more confident, and I'll tell you the reason why we are more confident, is because for the last 2 years we've been seeing that Indian exports of footwear has been just going down, down, and down. In the last 1 month, suddenly we got so many orders that we couldn't figure out what's going on. That's because of the American duty that they put on China. So, but at the same time, capacity of footwear is also a manpower capacity. I know we have machines, but we also need trained men. If you see, our export has been reducing in the last couple of years. So this year, in any case, half of the financial year is gone. Simply because when you place an order, you get deliveries after 3 months. So we will only get benefit in the second half of this financial year, which would add up to 10 to 12%, maybe 15% growth in exports. Plus, we started getting better margins also because now we are dictating, sort of our terms.
But this sort of will be a limited period opportunity, right? I mean,
I don't think the China factor reverses. How much time it takes to set up a shoe factory? At least 2 to 3 years. So the capacity that's going out of China, until and unless it's not built outside China, everybody is going to take that benefit. And I don't think in the next 2 to 3 years either duty is going to come down or 100 factories are going to shoot up in India and Bangladesh and Vietnam.
I agree, Shuja. I agree that, it is a... it is a great asset to have, and there is no question in anybody's mind that new capacity will come up. So there is a big inherent deterrent for others. But the point is, what if the U.S. suddenly reverts back to the normal? I mean, it is a pretty volatile situation today, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. If U.S. brings it back to normal, then whatever orders we already got, those in any case we will supply. And then in that case, there could definitely be some impact on the order situation in the future time. But I really, can't decide what Donald Trump is going to do tomorrow. I'm looking at today's scenario, the advantages towards us.
All. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vinay Arya, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sujay. I just wanted to ask you, are you seeing any kind of slowdown or softness in demand in this quarter?
Because
things are pretty normal, as in terms of demand? And
things are on target.
Okay. All right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. I would like to remind participants, if you have a question, please press star then one. Well, that seemed to be the last question. I would now like to hand the floor back to the management for their closing comments.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us for this conference call. And we would definitely answer all your questions. In case you have any other questions, you can send Shyam or Avasthi or me an email and we would revert back to you. And thank you. Appreciate you taking time out and listening to us. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.